السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، أما بعد. So, we'll start off by recapping very quickly. In the last lesson, we began the study of khas and the different types of khas. So two of those types are Amr and Nahi. The definition of Amr literally is for a person of authority to say to someone who he has authority over that if I'll do this, do such and such act. And in the terminology of Sharia, it is ilzam al-fi'li ala al-ghayr, to necessitate an act or to obligate an act upon another. Like Allah says, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ آتُ الزَّكَاةِ. And the ruling of Amr is al-wujub. Okay, that if there is no reason to believe otherwise, then the act which is commanded is wajib and necessary to act upon. And the second type of khas is nahi, which is a prohibitive command, where a person says to another with authority, do not do. And in the terminology of Sharia, it is where one necessitates or obligates another to not do something. Like Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. And the ruling is that if we are prohibited from something, then it is necessary for us to refrain from that act. So now we have some miscellaneous rulings regarding Amr. Okay, various rulings related to Amr and Nahi. So this is a very important part because, of course, most ahkam are related to umur al-nawahi, or awamir al-nawahi. Most ahkam and most rulings are received by us through commands and prohibitions. So the first ruling is al-amru bil fi'li la yaqtadhi al-tikrar. That a command of an action does not necessitate or does not require repetition. Okay, so I think this is quite logical. If you know, if you're at work and your boss says to you that, you know, can you file this report? So you file the report, your job is done. You're not expected to now do that job two times or five times or 10 times. You've done it once, it's done. Okay? The father says to the child, get me a glass of water. The child brings the glass of water, job done. He's fulfilled his duty. Now he's not expected to do that again and again and again. Okay? So one command only necessitates what the action to be done once. Okay? فَمَعْنَا صَلُّوا أَدُّوا الصَّلَاةَ مَرَّةً. If Allah Ta'ala says, صَلُّوا, perform salah, then the meaning of that is that perform salah once. Perform salah once. That's all it means. وَمَا تَكَرَّرَ مِنَ الْعِبَادَاتِ فَبِتَكْرَارِ أَسْبَابِهَا. Now there's a question, or an objection, you could say, a possible potential objection. Somebody could ask that, okay, if Allah Ta'ala says perform salah once, that means we should only perform salah once. So why are we expected to perform salah every day? Why not just pray salah once in our life and then that's it, we're done? Okay. With zakah, Allah says pay zakah. So we pay zakah once in our life and that's it, we're done. We don't pay zakah anymore because each command only necessitates the act once. So the answer to that is فَبِتَكْرَارِ أَسْبَابِهَا. That is due to the repetition of their asbab and their causes. Okay. In reality, when Allah Ta'ala commands an act like perform salah, then this command is to perform all the salah that are wajib on you in your life. Okay? So, it's like the jins of salah, the genus of salah is being obligated. Perform all your salah. Just like the teacher may say to the student, you know, that you must arrive 10 minutes before class. So, if the student arrives the next day, he arrives 10 minutes before class, and then the third day he comes at 9 o'clock, the teacher will say, I told you to come 10 minutes before class. And the student says, oh, you gave the command once, so I acted upon it once, my duty is done. Al-amru la yakhdhi takrar. So, the answer to that is no. When the teacher said you must come 10 minutes before class, it meant whenever you come to class, you should be 10 minutes early. Okay? So the sabab is attending class. And the hukam is attend 10 minutes early. So whenever you have class, you must come 10 minutes before. Now on the day you don't have class, on a Sunday, you're not expected to come at 10 to 9 because there's no class on that day. The sabab is not there. Okay, so all ahkam have certain asbab. All ahkam have certain asbab, and as the asbab are repeated, the ahkam are also repeated. Okay, so now the fuqaha have the job of identifying the asbab. What are the asbab? What causes? Okay, the true sabab, of course, is the hukum of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Every command, every act that we do is a result of Allah's command. But because, you know, we don't hear a call from Allah Ta'ala every day, to perform your Fajr now, perform your Zuhr now, perform your Asr now. So those acts have been connected to certain asbab which we can see. So in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala said, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ, for example. So we know that the sabab for Zuhr Salah is Duluku Shams, when the sun moves from its highest point, from its zenith, what we commonly know as Zawal. So we know that the time of Zuhr starts with Zawal Shams. So this sabab is given to us in the Quran. Therefore, the Fuqaha say that when Zawal Shams happens, the sun moves from its zenith, then Zuhr is farz. So every time that happens, Zuhr becomes Farz. Okay. So every single day, when the Zuhr time starts, Zuhr Salah is Farz. When Asr time starts, Asr Salah is Farz. And so on. Okay. The Fuqaha identified the sabab of Zakat. It's to own the wealth. Okay. To own Nisab. So every time you own Nisab, with the condition of hawlanul hawl, then zakat is wajib on you. Okay, so we can't say I paid zakat once in my life, that's enough. Because every time you own nisab and hawlanul hawl occurs, then the zakat becomes farz on you. The sabab for fasting is in the Quran, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. So whenever Ramadan comes, you need to fast. Okay, for hajj, Allah Ta'ala said, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ. Okay, so the sabab of Hajj is the Kaaba. There's only one Kaaba. Therefore, Hajj can only be farz once. If there are multiple Kaabas, then maybe the Hajj will be farz for each Kaaba. There's only one Kaaba, so Hajj is only farz once. Okay, so, وَمَا تَكَرَّرَ مِنَ الْعِبَادَاتِ فَبِتَكْرَارِ أَسْبَابِهَا. Those ibadat which are repetitive, okay, then they are due to their asbab and their causes being repetitive. So you can't say that why do we perform salah every day if amr does not necessitate takrar. It's because their asbab are mukarrar. Okay. So when Allah says perform salah, all it means is perform all those salah which become farz on you in your lifetime. Any salah that becomes farz on you, perform it. How do we know if salah becomes farz or not? If the sabab is there, if the time is there, the salah is farz. The time is not that, the salah is not farz. And then, al-wajibu bil-amri naw'an. Something which is wajib due to an amr is of two types. Ada'un, wa huwa taslimu 'ayn al-wajib bil-amri, wa qada'un, وهو تسليم مثل الواجب بالأمر. Before we explore this further, I'd like to start with an example. Just say I borrow a book of you. Yeah. I take a book of yours, whether it's by borrowing or, na'uzu billah, by stealing or by any other way. Now, the duty on me is to return that book to you. Okay? So that is an amr. There is a command from Sharia to me to return that book to its rightful owner. Okay? So that is the ma'mur bihi. That is the what I have been commanded to do, to return that book. Okay? Now, I must return that same book. Okay? I can't replace it with another one like it. Even though I may have another copy of that book and it may have exactly the same, you know, quality of paper, the same print, the same information in there, everything is the same. But still, my duty is to return that same book to you, which I took off you. I can't replace it with another copy, even if it's exactly the same. Okay? So this is known as ada. Ada. To pay exactly what is due. Okay? Now, if I am unable to return that same book, okay, for example, it's lost, it's stolen from me, it's taken from me, I don't have it anymore. So now, I will have the option to replace that book. Okay, and give you another book, which is just the same. That would be called qada, where you replace something, you give something in place of what was wajib and necessary. Okay, so if I give you the actual book, that is ada. And if I give you another book, that is qada. Okay. Then ada and qada are also of two types. So I took your book off you. If I return it to you in exactly the same condition, just as you gave it to me, okay, there's no rips, no tears, no stains, nothing's missing, I haven't scribbled in it, I haven't written in it, okay, then that is ada'ul kamil. Okay, al-ada'ul kamil. And that's what is necessary in light of Sharia, that as much as possible, you must do ada'ul kamil. However, if the book is damaged, okay, it's stained, then that will now be considered as al-ada'ul qasir. Okay, that it's deficient. It's still ada', because it's the same book, I haven't replaced it. So it's still ada, but now it's qasir. Okay. And in relation to qada, there are also two types. Okay. If I give you another book just like it, okay, then that will be al-qada'ul kamil. If I'm unable to give you a book like it, okay, I took a book of yours, and what happened? I've lost it, or it got burnt in my possession, it got stolen in my possession. Now, I need to give you the book, but I can't find the book. There's none available in the market. Okay? They're out of circulation. I can't find one. Then the ruling will be that I must give you the value of that book. Okay? So, we'll find out how much is that book worth, and I'll give you that money. So, that would be al-ada'ul qasir. Okay? So, these are the four stages. First, comes al-ada'ul kamil. If that is not possible, then you go to al-ada'ul qasir. If that is not possible, then you have al-qada'ul kamil and then al-qada'ul qasir. So if I borrow your book, I should give it back to you as it is. If I've damaged it, I should still give you your book as it is. Okay? Then there's a discussion on how would I compensate for the damage, but the first duty is I give you the book as it is. So, you know, if I take your book and I rip it, I can't say to you, oh, I'll give you another copy. If I have the book in my possession, even though it's damaged, I must give you the actual book, which is yours, because it belongs to you. Okay, it may have sentimental value or whatever reason. Only if I'm unable to give you the book, كاملاً أو قاصراً in the same condition or in damaged condition. Only then am I allowed to resort to قضاء, which will be to replace the book with a book like for like. And if that is not possible, then the final option is قضاء قاصر, where I should give you the value for it. Okay. And then there are two other discussions. What if there is no قضاء possible? And sometimes the Sharia stipulates a قضاء, but we'll come to that later in the book, inshallah. So, الواجب بالأمر نوعان. Something which is necessary through command is of two types. أداء. Number one is أداء, وهو تسليم عين الواجب بالأمر. And that is to hand over. تسليم literally means to hand over. Okay, or to carry out, to give, to hand over exactly what is necessary due to the command. And the second one is قضاء. You could say this is a replacement. وهو تسليم مثل الواجب بالأمر. And that is to complete or to hand over equivalent to that which is obligatory due to the command. ثم الأداء نوعان. Then أداء is also of two types. كامل وهو تسليم عين الواجب. الأداء الكامل is to hand over the actual واجب, the actual thing which is necessary. مع الكمال في صفته, with perfection in regards to its attributes. Okay, so it's complete. Nothing is missing. كأداء الصلاة في وقتها بالجماعة, like performing salah in its time with jama'ah. Okay? Allah Ta'ala has given us a command to perform Salatul Fajr, for example. So the time of Salatul Fajr is from dawn, Subh al-Sadiq, and up to sunrise. If you perform Salah within that time, then you've done what you've been told. If you don't perform Salah within that time, and the time passes, now it's impossible to actually perform that Salatul Fajr. Okay? You are required to make up for it. You are required to make up for that Salah. When you make up for it, that's just an equivalent. That is Qadha. Okay? So you're just praying two rakats like the Fajr Salah, but because it's not in that time, it's not actually technically Salatul Fajr at that time, it's a replacement for that Salatul Fajr. Okay? Because it's impossible for you to go back in time and perform the Salah at that time. So, performing Salah on its time, okay? في وقتها بالجماعة, this is for males. Many Hanafi Fuqaha consider Jama'ah to be wajib for males. Although the predominant view is that it is Sunnah al-Mu'akkadah. So, to perform Salah on time with Jama'ah, this is kamil, this is complete and perfect. حكمه يخرج به عن الأهدى. That by performing الأداء الكامل, by performing Salah on its time, the individual will he will come out of his responsibility. Okay, so he is no longer responsible, he's removed from his responsibility, okay, and his dues are done. Okay, so you can go into a bit more detail of this. Sometimes, for example, if I've taken something of yours without you knowing, okay, a person, I stole your book without you realizing I took it, and now I felt bad. What if I just put it into your bag without telling you, okay? Or I pretend to gift it to you. I say, yeah, I bought your present. Or I sell it to you and then I forgive the money. I say, you don't need to pay me. So is the ada done? So Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali says, you've done what you had to, because your duty was to return that item. You have returned the item. Your duty is done. Okay? It doesn't matter how you did it. It doesn't matter what you said. You may be sinful for lying, but you fulfill your duty. So if you are expected to give something to someone, as long as you give it, you fulfill your duty, you are no longer responsible. The second type of ada is qasir. وَهُوَ تَسْلِيمُ عَيْنِ الْوَاجِبِ مَعَ النُّقْصَانِ فِي صِفَتِهِ Qasir, al-ada'ul qasir is to hand over the actual wajib. In the example I gave, the same book. However, مَعَ النُّقْصَانِ فِي صِفَتِهِ with deficiency in its attributes. For example, the book is ripped, is torn, is damaged. كَأَدَاءِ الصَّلَاةِ بِدُونِ قِرَاءَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ Like performing salah without reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay, so in the Hanafi madhab, the ruling of reciting Surah Al-Fatiha is that it's wajib. Okay, so because it's not farz, if a person performs salah without reading Surah Al-Fatiha, then he has performed salah. He has performed salah. So ada is done. He's completed his salah. However, there is a deficiency because he hasn't, because he's sort of damaged, is impaired. It's not perfect. Okay? وَبِدُونِ تَعْدِيلِ الْأَرْكَانِ And performing salah without تَعْدِيلُ الْأَرْكَانِ تَعْدِيلُ الْأَرْكَانِ means to perform each salah or each rukun and each part of salah in a composed manner. Okay? So, when you go into ruku', you stay in ruku for a few seconds at least, and then you get up. So ta'adir al-arkan is wajib. Okay? Because the literal meaning of ruku is to lower one's head. So if somebody just bows and immediately, like a spring, jumps back up. Or in sajda, you know, his head just touches the ground for a millisecond and he gets back up. Technically, he's done ruku and sujood. Because the definition of sujood is to place the forehead on the ground. He's done that. So the salah would be done, but it would be extremely deficient because he's missed out a wajib, which is ta'adilul arkan. Okay, he's missed out a wajib, which is ta'adilul arkan. So in short, if a person performs salah and he fulfills all the fara'id, but he misses out some wajib, then that is ada'ul qasir. That is a deficient ada. So, what is the ruling? حكمه إن أمكن جبر النقصان بالمثل ينجبر به. If it is possible to make up for the deficiency, then it can be made up for by it. Okay. So in relation to Surah Fatiha, if somebody has missed a Surah Fatiha mistakenly, then he can make up for that by doing Sajdatul Sahw. Okay. So Sajdatul Sahw is a replacement for Surah Al-Fatiha. وَإِلَّا يَسْقُطُ حُكْمُ النُّقْصَانِ إِلَّا فِي الْإِثْمِ Otherwise, if it's not possible to make up for it, then the deficiency of the ruling of the deficiency will be waived, except in relation to sin. Okay? Like with تَعْدِيلُ الْأَرْكَانِ The Hanafi Fuqaha say that تَعْدِيلُ الْأَرْكَانِ is a wasf, it's not a rukn. So Sajdat Sahu cannot make up for تَعْدِيلُ الْأَرْكَانِ If a person performs salah, but he doesn't have ta'adilul arkan, he didn't do his ruku, or after the ruku, he didn't stand properly and went straight into sujood, or in sujood, just did it for 1 second in between the two sujoods, then this is lack of ta'adilul arkan, and the person will be sinful because the salah has not been performed properly, a wajib has been missed. However, this cannot be made up for by sujood al-sahw. Because ta'adil al-arkan is a wasf, sujood al-sahw comes to make up for af'al, for acts. Because sajda is a fi'l. Sajda itself is an act, so it makes up for acts. Sajda is not a wasf, so it won't make up for usaf. Therefore, there is no way to make up for ta'adil al-arkan. The only thing to do is do istighfar. Maybe read another 2 rakats, Salat al-Tawbah, and do istighfar, ask Allah for forgiveness. But you can't actually make up for that now. Well, qada'u aydan naw'an. Qada, like I said, if I lost a book, okay, it got stolen from my possession, what option do I have? Is I replace it. So, that is also of two types, kamilun. وَهُوَ تَسْلِيمُ مِثْلِ الْوَاجِبِ صُورَةً وَمَعْنًا كَقَضَاءِ الصَّلَاةِ وَقَاصِرٌ وَهُوَ تَسْلِيمُ مِثْلِ الْوَاجِبِ مَعْنًا فَقَطْ كَفِدْيَةِ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Qadha is also of two types, kamil, which is to hand over alike the wajib, the equivalent to the wajib, in terms of appearance and meaning. In terms of appearance and meaning. كَقَضَاءِ الصَّلَاةِ, like making up for salah. If you missed a salah, then you can make a like for like. You missed two rakats of fajr, read two rakats later. You missed four rakats of zuhr, read four rakats later. And that will be considered as qadha, making up for it. What's the meaning of suratan and ma'nan? The meaning of suratan and ma'nan is, in appearance, it's the same. It's the same thing, essentially. Okay? So if I give you a replacement book exactly the same, then that is qadha, taslim mithl al-wajib, mithl suratan. That I'm giving you the same thing. Okay? وَقَاصِرٌ وَهُوَ تَسْلِيمُ مِثْلِ الْوَاجِبِ مَعْنًا فَقَطْ. And qasir is to hand over مثل الْوَاجِبِ, equivalent to what was wajib, but only ma'nan. Ma'nan means bilqima. Okay, so if I took your book and now I need to replace it, but it's not available in the market, so what do? I give you a book. I can't give you a book like it. So what do? I pay you the money for it, pay you value for it. So the value I'm paying you, that is qadha qasir, because I'm giving you mithl ma'nawi only. Suratan is not the same, it's not the same thing. But ma'nan is the same. Okay? For example, the book I took off you was worth £5. So if I give you another book exactly like it, that is mithl suri and ma'nawi. Suri, because it looks the same in appearance. And ma'nawi, because it's worth the same as well, they're both worth £5. But if I give you money, £5, then that is mithl ma'nawi only, because money doesn't look the same as the book. Okay? The book has many pages, and the book has writing in it. The money doesn't have that same writing. So, however, in terms of value, it's the same. So we can say that even though physically they are not the same thing, but in terms of meaning, in terms of value, they are the same thing. So this is mithl story. Fidyat al-salati ba'd al-maut. The example given here is like fidya of salah and sawm after death. Okay, that Allah Ta'ala says in relation to sawm that human kana minkum wa'ala alladhina yutiqunahu fidyatun ta'amu miskin. So if somebody is not able to fast, then they can give fidya, and that fidya will be a replacement and a qadha for the sawm. Now, of course, so it's like giving the value. Now, there's no resemblance between them physically. In fasting, you don't eat. In fidya, you feed someone, you give someone food to eat. So there's no real resemblance. However, because the Sharia and the Quran has said that this is the equivalent for a person who can't fast, feeding someone is like fasting for him. So this is mithil ma'nan. In terms of meaning, it is the same, even though physically it is not the same. فائدة الأصل هو الأداء كاملا كان أو ناقصا وإنما يصار إلى القضاء عند تعذر الأداء. The original is أداء, meaning that as far as possible you must do أداء, be it كامل or ناقص, and we should only resort to qadha when ada is not possible. Okay, so wherever ada is possible, we must perform ada, and we only resort to qadha when there is no ada possible. And then الأصل في القضاء هو الكامل. Likewise with قضاء, the أصل is كامل. Therefore, if you're able to replace with like for like in fasting, if you missed a fast of Ramadan, you're able to make another fast after in Shawwal or in you're able to make qada. You may able to make up for that fast. Then you can't give fidya, because fasting in replacement for a fast would be qada'ul kamil, and giving fidya would be qada'ul qasir or naqis. So if you're able to fast for a fast, then you can't pay fidya. You can only pay fidya if you're unable to fast. Likewise, if you damage someone's book, you must return it in the damaged form. It's only where you can't return it in the damaged form can you resort to paying the value for it, because that would be qada, or replacing it with another book. Okay. Faida. Mala mithlu Mala mithla lahu la suratan wa la ma'nan la yumkinu ijabu al-qada'i fihi wa yandaqilu hukm akhirati. If something has no mithl, لا سورة ولا معنى, okay, there's no replacement for it, like I said, with تعجيل الأركان. In تعجيل الأركان, there is no replacement. Okay, if you miss it out, you miss it out, that's it. لا يمكن إيجاب القضاء فيه, there's no possibility of obligating a replacement for it. Okay, so in ta'dil al-arkan, if somebody didn't do their arkan properly in salah, they did them too quick, they didn't stop for a short while, then that's it. Is there's no way of making up for that. Wa yantaqilu hukmuhu ila al-akhirah, and its ruling will now be deferred to the hereafter. Kal manafi'i la tuzmanu bil itlaf, like manafi', manfa'at is where you have a benefit or a service from something. Okay, for example, if you rent a house, you're paying for the benefit of using the house. Okay, you hire a car, you rent a car, you're paying for the benefit of using the car. So that is a benefit, that is a manfa'a. Okay, that's something which can't be measured. How much will the person live in the house? How will he live in it? How much time will he actually spend in the house? Okay, what will he do in the house? Will he benefit from it or not? You can't measure that. How will he drive the car? How much will he drive it? How much will he benefit from that driving? We can't measure these things. So these are manfa'at. So because there is no misal for it, it can't be made up for. Okay. So if a person steals someone's car and drives it about for 2 weeks, okay, and then the police find him, all he will have to do is return the car. The police will punish him, but there's no way to compensate for those 2 weeks of driving. We won't say to him that you need to pay, you know, 2 weeks rent for that car, okay, even though he's used it, because there's no way of putting a price on 2 weeks usage. There's no mithil for it, no ma'nan, no suratan. Okay, some ulama like Shafi'iyya say that you find out how much rent would a person normally pay for those 2 weeks and charge him that much. But that's not correct, because rent itself, ijara itself, is khilaf al-qiyas. Okay, ijara goes against the rules of qiyas. Based on qiyas, ijara should not be allowed, renting and hiring. But due to zarura, due to people's need, sharia has allowed it. So when something itself is against qiyas, you can't do further qiyas on there. Therefore, we won't say that the thief needs to pay back for 2 weeks of rent. Okay? You have squatters in London now, there's many squatters. They live in, you know, some, if a property is not being used, they'll go in there and start living in there. Sometimes they live in the property for months, even years. So now what you can take action to remove them from the property. You can't ask them to pay rent for that time that they stayed in your property. Okay? Because staying in the property is a manfaat and there is no mithil for that. Okay? If there was any mithil conceivable, it may be that now you go and live in there. He lives in my property for 2 weeks, I'll live in his property for 2 weeks. He used my car for 2 weeks, I'll use his car for 2 weeks. But even that, how do you know that you will be able to use it in the same manner? Okay? So therefore, because it's impossible to make up for that, there is nothing to be made up, and the hukam of that is left to the akhirah. His sin is with him. Okay, he should ask for forgiveness. If not, he will be questioned about it, and you will be rewarded for your sabr, for your patience. However, there's no way for making up for it in this world. Faida: إذا ورد شرع بالمثل مع أنه لا يماثله صورة ولا معنى يكون مثلا له شرعا كالفدية في حق الشيخ الفاني مثل الصوم. Okay. That sometimes, so until now we've said that qada is taslim mithl al-wajib, and mithl al-wajib is of two types, suratan and ma'nan. Suratan, where you give the same thing or like for like, and ma'nan is where you give the value. Now there is a third type of mithl. Okay, there's a third type of mithl. There's two types that we've studied. Okay, is mithl suratan and mithl ma'nan. Suratan, same thing, and ma'nan, value. The third type of mithl is mithl shar'i, where even though something has no resemblance to the other, nor in appearance, nor in value, because there's no logical link between the two, but Shariat says this is mithl. Okay, for example, fidya in som. Like I mentioned earlier, a person can't fast, then he can feed a poor person, and feeding the poor person is equivalent to a fast for him. Okay, now logically, there's no similarity. If anything, they'd be opposite. The fasting is to not eat, and feeding is to give someone food to eat. However, because Shariat has said that this is a mithl, we consider it a mithl, and therefore it's permissible. Okay. So this, here we conclude the discussion on Ada and Qada. Yeah, and Ada al-Kamil and Qasir, and Qada al-Kamil and Qasir. And now we move on to the next discussion in relation to Al-Ma'mur bil-Amr, Ma'mur bihi. That something which we are obligated and we are commanded to do will also be of two types. Number one, mutlaqun anil waqti, kazakati wal hajji wa sadaqat al fitr. Okay, some acts are not restricted by time. Okay, they're unconditional, they're unrestricted by time. For example, zakah. Okay, once zakah becomes farz on a person, there is no time limit that you must pay the zakah by so and so date. Okay, as long as you pay that zakah before you die, your obligation is fulfilled and you will not be considered sinful. Of course, it's not advisable. It's recommended to pay it as soon as possible. But as long as you pay it before you die, you fulfilled your duty. Same with Hajj. Okay, with Hajj, a person should perform it as soon as possible, as early as possible. There's no guarantee of life. However, as long as a person fulfills the Hajj and completes the Hajj before death, they will not be sinful. So there is no specific time. A person's lifetime is the whole time for it. And Sadaqatul Fitr, okay, it becomes wajib on Eid al-Fitr, on first of Shawwal. But once it's wajib, you have your whole life to pay it. Again, it's recommended and advisable to do it as soon as possible, but not necessary. حكمه يكون الأداء فيه واجبا على التراخي. That for these types of مأمور به, which are مطلق عن الوقت, the ruling is that أداء is واجب على التراخي with option to delay. Okay, تراخي is opposite of فور. فور means it must be immediate, and تراخي means option to delay. بشرط أن لا يفوته في العمر with the condition that it should not be missed in one's lifetime. Okay? As long as you don't miss it in your lifetime, you will not be sinful.